you realize that harmony is possible. You can see that the world is meaningful. You begin to see the world as benign, complete, beautiful, and perfect. And very often, the revelation. So the shifting from ordinary consciousness into a very high state of consciousness is a revelation. I've described the occurrences in my own life and the way the world is perceived. There are a couple of experiences. One is the room lighting up. Bill Wilson, the founder of AA, describes it very well. He was an atheist for many years and then realized that unless he believed in God, he was certain to die of alcohol. But he was an atheist, and so he didn't know what to do, so he struggled and he struggled. And one day he just gave up, and the room lit up. The room lit up with an illumination of light. And that was a profound, transformative experience. At another time, everything in the world becomes extremely beautiful because the divinity of all that exists reveals itself, and divinity is perfect and incredibly beautiful, beautiful. It's a place where you can become illuminated and become enlightened. So it's a world of great spiritual opportunity. Actually, it's a place of maximum spiritual opportunity. And these are the experiences which you can calibrate all the way up to 1,000. And these are the states of enlightenment, and it goes all the way up to the archangels, and then all the way to divinity itself, which is infinite. And I came out of the pits of hell in a state of eternal agony in the pits of hell, which I had fallen into through exploring the levels of consciousness, and I began exploring the depths of consciousness. And I went into the levels of hell. And first it was the higher hell, people just in agony and having their heads cut off and stuff like that. Then I went into the depths of hell. And therefore, the depths of hell are beyond description. And I suggest to everybody that they avoid hell at all cost. Hell is eternal agony. Just as the heavenly states are eternal bliss, the lower levels of hell were eternal agony. And I remember passing a sign that said, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." Just like Dante says. And how Dante knew it, I don't know. But that's what it says. And then you see suffering and agony and the hopelessness and despair that is forever. And as you go deeper into the pits of hell, you realize what forever means. The horribleness of forever cut off from the light, forever agonizing despair. And that's why I advise people not to play with hell. People play with hell, they do, and it's like a game. You just don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. And in the pits of hell, where I was for in eternity, you can only experience eternity in the pits of hell when you're in the pits of hell. So it went on for an eternity, and I was an atheist at the time. And I said, if there is a God, I ask him for help. And then I went blank. And then when I came to, the world had been transformed into the most incredible, radiant beauty. A light shone forth from the existence and divinity, all that exists, the divinity of all that exists shone forth in exquisite splendor. And that was the major transformation of my own life. So we said that most of the world's population lives below the level of 200. Actually, 85% of the world lives in what to us would be like the upper levels of hell, despair and poverty and crime and agony and hopelessness. And that's where 85% of the world's population lives. They live below level 200, 85% of the world. And yet, the average level of consciousness of the world right now is 204, yes. How can that be? It's because the few people, these are the few people who calibrate 250 and over. You see how few they are compared to the mass of people in the world? The great majority of people in the world live below level 200. So how can that be? It can be because the 15% who calibrate over 200, their relative power is so much greater than the negativity. The 15% of the world calibrate above 200. Counterbalances the 85% that calibrate below 200. Isn't that amazing? So a group like this has a profound and significant impact on the consciousness of the world. Those of you sitting here in this audience right now, here present, you're counterbalancing a huge mass of the population. So this audience here present now is counterbalancing literally millions. This group here now is counterbalancing the negativity literally of millions. If that were not so, then humanity would just self-destruct. It would self-destruct. So because of this 15%, the 85% does not destroy itself. Then we move up the scale. You come to the domestic animals, you come to the family dog, and the gorilla, and Oscar the cat, Alex the trained African gray parrot who talks. Now, Alex calibrates over 400. In other words, Alex actually understands what you're saying. And Coco the trained gorilla calibrates at 405. So you are safer with Coco the trained gorilla than you are with 85% of the people on the planet. So the calibrated levels of consciousness then are profoundly important. And the first thing I want to know about it, somebody or a speaker, somebody on television, is what does this person calibrate at? Having calibrated thousands of things, you eventually get pretty good at it, and you can guess almost within 10 degrees of what level this person is speaking. So what you want to know is how much truth is there to what they are saying.